WWE CHL. Time now for a little trivia.
Affleck!
And Freddie Kiger just walked into the
studio.
Do you
have something in your throat there? I mean,
No, I just, we got this Affleck duck over here.
Oh, okay. Affleck! I love an Affleck duck.
Have it with you wherever you go.
I'll present it to Lucy, the kitty.
Okay. Well, Lucy would love it.
I think Lucy might enjoy the kid. Might enjoy the duck.
I'm surprised you don't have one already.
Well, we just do this thing and...
Yeah, we just forget.
Yeah.
And, so I'm sorry. I've been falling down on my duties
here. That's quite all right.
Every day when you come in, I just, I don't even think about it.
I can take a quack home with me.
Yeah, you are a quack, so... At any rate, that's just ducky. What's going on? What kind of question do you have?
U.S. presidents.
You see how smooth I am?
Yes. You ignored it.
My legs are just going like crazy underneath the water.
U.S. presidents. U.S. presidents.
Okay.
Who was the only chief executive, folks, who was a Rhodes Scholar?
Ooh.
Who was the only chief executive of our United States of America who was a Rhodes Scholar?
I think I know the answer to that.
I think I can.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Conger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asking a question today about a president.
Yes, who was a Rhodes Scholar. The only
Rhodes
one.
Scholar, yeah. Bill Clinton?
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. I did not have sex with that woman.
Bill Clinton, born in Little Rock. That's pretty good. Born in Little Rock is William Jefferson Blythe III.
I feel your pain.
He attended Georgetown when he was a member of... Where he was a member of Kappa Kappa Psi and Phi Beta Kappa and probably Tappa Nu Keg and earned a Rhodes Scholarship to attend the University of Oxford.
That depends on what your definition of is. Tappa Nu Keg. That sounds like a good fraternity.
I don't know. It just rolled off from after all that. And
you just
Kappa,
made
Kappa
that up,
Psi,
didn't you?
And a Phi Beta Kappa.
I love
that. Well, yeah,
that was
there
quick
you go.
On your part.
Thank you.
Bill Clinton would be proud of that.
Thank you very much.
That's a great question, Freddie.
Hey, that's the last day in November, folks, so enjoy November and get ready for the holiday madhouse coming in December.
I know.
Brace yourselves.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah, okay. See you tomorrow.